Hi, I'm Tara, and welcome to Let's Do Books. I'm excited because this week, Angie Williams is back. The last time we talked, it was about Angie's experience as a lesbian reader and the wife of an author, but Angie is an author now too. Her first book, Mending Fences, is out everywhere from Bold Strokes Books, and her second, Last Resort, is going to be out in the next couple of weeks. Welcome, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good to be back.
So you are here today to talk about butch femme books, specifically those that include an emotionally vulnerable butch character. So can you tell listeners what it is that draws you to stories like that?
Yeah, I think they resonate with me personally because it's something I have struggled with throughout my life. I have always been, the tomboy and was raised kind of to believe, or was kind of told, you've got to be tough and Williamses don't cry, and so I kind of tried to have this not rough but stoic exterior. And honestly, that kind of went through my life until I met my wife. And so I was about 31 when we got together, and she was very, why don't you cry? Like, why don't you show your feelings and express your feelings? And I was just like, I don't know how to do that. I had been through therapy for various reasons and everything else. And I just was never comfortable being vulnerable. And she really taught me how to be more vulnerable and express my feelings and feel safe doing that. And so stories that, are along those lines resonate with me because I feel that so much. And it's when I read those stories and I see those butch characters opening up, I identify with that. And just makes me love them.
Well, and you're also writing books with characters like that too, aren't you?
Yeah. I suspect, people like butch femme books or they don't like butch femme books. I suspect I'm always going to write butch femme books just because, those are my favorite books to read. Not that I don't enjoy other books. I do. I read all kinds of lesbian fiction and enjoy all of those, but I don't identify with the characters as much when it's not a butch femme romance. So they're my favorite, and that's the world that I kind of live in. And when I say butch femme, I'm not talking about these weak, one character is like really weak and needs to be taken care of, and the other character is big and strong and misogynistic, and that's not at all what I am about. It's just about, my wife is super strong and opinionated and extremely intelligent and feminine, and I like taking care of her. I like to be the one that carries the heavy stuff. And she likes that. She likes that she doesn't have to carry the heavy stuff, And I like the one that if she feels vulnerable, that she would come to me to be strong. Mm-hmm. I like that, And so that's kind of the characters that that's the world I live in. That's the characters that I usually write is, one character is usually a little more nurturing and the other character is a little more lost. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it won't always be that way, but
that's what they are for now.
Yeah.
So you also want to share some of your favorite books like this. So what is the first book you want to talk about?
Yeah. So the first one I was going to talk about is one that just came out. It actually came out the same day that my book came out, which was April 1st. And it is The Last Place You Look by Aurora Ray. I really, really enjoyed this book. I loved both of the main characters. I loved all the characters, but I really enjoyed the main characters. I liked that, you know, Taylor kind of has this quiet confidence, but she's still very vulnerable in that she doesn't know, you know, she has this attraction to Julia, but she isn't sure that that's ever going to happen. And so she, it's strong enough, that attraction and that kind of need to be near her is strong enough that she says, okay, I will, you know, Julia says, Julia had been, had a bad breakup, moves back to her hometown and says, okay, I need to, you know, do my thing. I need to get out there, which I always imagine I would. I have not been in a relationship for almost zero time since I was 19 years old. I've been in two very long-term relationships. My current one's almost 15 years. And so I like to think that if I wasn't in a relationship, I would totally be like so cool and, you know,
of course,
living it up. My wife is, Megan's like, no, you wouldn't. You would absolutely just be looking for somebody else to, you know, to like have a house with and, you know, to have a home with and a family with. And I think that's just who I am. But Taylor, you know, says that she is so, that she loves Julia so much that she's willing to just be her friend. And to me, that's kind of the purest love, right? I mean, if mm-hmm. you really care for somebody, you want what's best for them and you want what they want. And if you're not what they want, you still should hope that they're happy, even yeah. if you can't be that person. So anyways, I really enjoyed that book. And it's funny because there are several little things. And Aurora is a friend of mine, but we zero talked about this book. Like, we absolutely did not talk about our books, or, you know, during that writing process. I wrote mine, I worked on mine for like 3 years. It took me forever. So, and she's, of course, this is like her bajillionth book. but, you know, I didn't tell her these things in my book that were common things in her book. And she didn't tell me the little things with hers. But it's funny because, like, one of the things is, for instance, in both books, they drink a fat tire beer, which I don't know. I just think is funny because mm-hmm. we had these books that came out on the same day, and mm-hmm. there are just little, you know, things throughout it that were similar, which I thought were funny. Anyways, second book I was going to talk about is Blue Skies by Ali Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Ali Valley's butch characters. They're very... and I think part of this is, you know, I'm from Texas, I'm from the South. Allie's characters are usually from, all of them that I could think of, but New Orleans or, you know, the South. And so they kind of have this code. And that was the same thing with Taylor and The Last Place You Look. They kind of have this butch code that is, you know, you kind of take care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you be polite and you be chivalrous. And I love that Allie's characters, her butch characters, are like that. Like, they kind of follow that. You're polite mm-hmm. and you treat people with respect. Everybody should do that. Absolutely. But I don't know. I kind of like the holding the doors open and, you know.
So can you, for that book, can you just share a little bit of what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So that one I love also because I was a coastie, and it's about...
What is a coastie? Sailors. Thank you.
Oh, Coast Guard. Sorry. I was in the Coast Guard. And so this one is about sailors. It's about a Navy fighter pilot, Commander Berkeley Levine, and Captain Aiden Sullivan, who is the captain of a USS carrier, the USS Jefferson. And so this was really kind of action-packed, and they had a relationship years before, and now they, and it ended badly, and now they end up back together. They're thrown into this situation that is highly volatile, and very high stakes, and they fall back in love with each other. And I like that. That's one of the things that I like about, you know, stories where they, where the characters may have known each other years before and, you know, rekindled love, is that the, and this isn't always like that, you know, love doesn't always carry on and on, but sometimes it's, you know, there's people that you just can't get out of your head, and they never leave you, and then, you know, you fall back in love. So I really like that one, and that one has a sequel called Stormy Seas that I think came out last year, which was also really good, and hopefully she'll write more in that series. Anyways, the third one is Justice Served by Radcliffe, and this is I guess book 4 or book 5 of the Justice series. I want to say it's book 5.
I don't know. So I've read some of her series, but this is one that I haven't. Although I did meet most of the main characters because they show up in her latest Honor book.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I haven't read that one yet. I recommend it. This is one of my favorite. The Justice series is one of my favorites of her series. And there's one that's kind of not really in the Justice series. I think it's called A Matter of Trust, maybe. And those characters become part of the Justice series. So it's a good one to start with that one and then go into the Justice series. But specifically, it's not even the main characters in the Justice series that I love so much in this book in particular. I like the main characters. The main characters are Detective Lieutenant Rebecca Fry and Dr. Catherine Rawlings. I really like them. But the character that resonated with me was Dellen Mitchell, who starts out as just kind of a beat cop that's in trouble and gets thrown into this part of this investigative team that they have. And her character growth is great. You know, so she starts out very kind of lost and good, you know, good at her job and very good intentions, but just doesn't have a path. And she's Rebecca Fry takes her under her wing and guides her and mentors her. And in part of that, in part of this investigation, she goes undercover as a drag king and realizes, you know, she's a little reluctant to do it in the beginning, but then as she kind of gets into it and feels more comfortable with it, she feels like this is really kind of part of her personality that she hasn't even thought about, and that it's like another aspect of herself that she's just getting to know. And she has a girlfriend who kind of nurtures her and accepts her and accepts that part of her. And I don't know, it's just, it's really great. Like I really like those characters. And they carry on into, at least Del is in one of the P-Town series.
Oh, cool. So they're the ones that feature the most in the Honor book, actually, because they go undercover together.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I haven't read that Honor book yet, but I will definitely read that now.
Yeah, I was actually kind of a little confused.
Up my list.
Yeah, so because I hadn't read the Justice books before, it wasn't clear to me whether Del identified as a trans man or as butch or just as fluid.
The way I interpret it in the Justice series is that she identifies as just a drag king.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't clear at all.
Like, that's another part of her personality.
Yeah.
But doesn't necessarily feel like she's a man. She just kind of feels like both, you know what I mean, kind of straddles this, like this is a part of her personality, and she can do this and kind of go into this world and fulfill that, and but then she's also herself, which is, you know, I'm not a drag king, but like that feels good to me. Like, you know, like that whole, I mean, I, you know, I am mistaken for a man like 90% of the time when I'm out in public. I just, I'm got these like massive shoulders and I'm totally, absolutely built like a dude. And it doesn't bother me. You know, what bothers me when that happens is when people realize that I'm not a man and then they try to overcompensate. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry. And then they make kind of this big, huge deal about it. And then I'm just like, can we just stop? Let's just, I accept your apology. I'm not offended at all. Let's just move on. That and getting accosted in the bathroom are the only problems. And so, I mean, sometimes I'll just go in the men's bathroom because it's just too much trouble, especially if there's a long line at the women's bathroom.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm also going to guess that one often leads to the other. Like, you get accosted in the women's bathroom and then they fall all over themselves apologizing.
Yeah. Well, twice I've come out of women's restrooms and had, you know, boyfriends or husbands or whatever waiting to totally kick my butt because they thought I was a man in the women's bathroom. And then their wife or girlfriend or whoever came out and said, there's a man in the bathroom. And I come out and I'm just like, I'm a girl. I promise you, I'm a girl. And, you know, and then it's always been like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very awkward situation.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for being an awesome listener and supporting Tilt, the channel that brings you all the podcasts you want to hear. You're listening to Tilt. Find more podcasts on thelesbiantalkshow.com.
So my next book is Love at Cooper's Creek by Missouri Vaughn.
I love this one.
Yeah, it's a great book. It's so sweet. And I feel like Shaw Daly, who's the Butch character, she has, you know, a very stressful job, she travels a lot. She's from, I want to say it's North Carolina or...
I think so.
Yeah, North Carolina. Cooper's Creek, North Carolina. So, you know, she kind of grew up in this small town and got this big career and lives... I think she lives in San Francisco, but she traveled a lot. You know, in the beginning of the book, she's in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very high stress. I think that I would feel the same way if I had that, because I grew up in a tiny little town in Texas. And, you know, I'm a country mouse. Like, I go to a big city and it's exciting, but I could never live there. I could never not be able to... you know, 5 minutes be able to see a cow. And so she's just very stressed out, high pressure, and so she just kind of walks away from all of it and goes to North Carolina, back to Cooper's Creek, and not hides, but escapes the stress. And, you know, and I think, I mean, that one's not specifically about her being Butch, but it is just kind of this, you know, she feels this pressure to be more than what she's capable of being at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then she falls in love with Kate Elkins, who I believe she knew. I think they grew up together. It's been a little bit since I read this book, but I'm pretty sure they grew up together.
I think she's older than Kate, though. So it was like Kate looked up to her or something like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah, I think Kate had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, and Kate's going through her own things, and Shaw kind of takes care of her. And, you know, not takes care of her, but cares for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fall in love. And I think then Shaw's able to find this balance. I hope I'm not spoiling anything that they fall in love.
I mean, it is a romance.
It is a romance. Yeah, so, you know, then Shaw's able to, like, that is, like, I'm all about character growth. And that is her character growth. Is that she's kind of able to find this balance in her life. and find happiness in that balance. And I mean, those to me are the best books.
Yeah.
If somebody's struggling at the beginning and then they're struggling at the end, but they're still, they're in a relationship, but they're still, you know, haven't grown as a character, then I don't know, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it's not satisfying.
And then the last one I'm going to talk about is A Birthday Present.
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave out Her Best Friend's Sister by Megan O'Brien. Yeah, I like this one, of course. There's all kinds of little things in there that are fun, you know, shout outs to us, you know. I mean, you know, little things like the cat in the beginning, Willow, it's our cat. And then, and actually the dog in the end, Riley, is our dog, and she's actually the same Riley that's in Mending Fences, my book. So Riley is quite popular in the lesfic community.
Wait. Like, is the character of the dog the same, or did you just make another Riley in your book?
No, they're both based on Riley, our dog Riley.
Okay, but it's not the dog. It is not like a crossover character.
No. Different worlds.
Okay.
Different world.
Okay.
Different world. Different universes. But Riley is a puppy at the end of Her Best Friend's Sister, and she's also a puppy in Mending Fences, but completely different universes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just very popular. Megan likes to put our dogs into her books.
Yes, I remember Jagger being in
one. Jagger and Jack, yeah, are in,
Battle Scars?
Battle Scars, yes. God, my brain went blank. Yeah, Battle Scars.
Okay, so can you tell people what Her Best Friend's Sister is about for the three of them that haven't read it yet?
Yeah, so Best Friend's Sister is Claire Barker, which, kind of a fun fact, Megan, Barker is a family name of mine, so she used that. And so everybody knows the story already, but she said to me, I want to write you something for your birthday. Give me kind of a basic idea. And I can't even remember what I told her, but it was very vague, very basic. And so she wrote Her Best Friend's Sister. And it started out as just something just for me. And then I was like, okay, well, what happens now? It was just kind of like to the first sex scene. And then I was like, okay, please give me the rest. She's like, I don't know, maybe I could do a novella. And, you know, I was like, okay, what if, you know, this happened and that happened. And she took a little bit of that and then, you know, came up with most of it on her own. But anyways, Claire Barker has had a crush on Alex Williams, who is Claire's best friend's older sister, for pretty much her whole life. She's always crushed on Alex Williams, who's a professional photographer. And so Alex, you know, as a professional photographer, she's gone a lot, but she lives in this little granny unit behind her sister's house. And Claire is house sitting for her best friend and gets caught saying something to the cat that is really embarrassing, and Alex invites her in, and they kind of find out that they both have had crushes, that the feelings were mutual between them, and they have some...
They bang.
They bang a lot. A whole lot.
A whole lot. It's true.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that character, Alex, of course, resonates with me because there are, you know, specifically things about Alex that are me, you know, yeah. Like little things about her personality that are me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a butch femme romance that you want to read that you haven't seen yet?
Well, one that, like, hasn't been written?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would love just more butch femme romances. I mean, there's a lot of them. There are a lot of them, but I do feel like...
But with nuanced butch characters.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like I was saying about the emotionally vulnerable butch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that there are some really good examples of those books out there, but a lot of butch characters and books are, I don't know, I don't want to say like a stand-in for a man, because it's not, but...
But also, they do often carry those traits that you will typically see in male characters in mainstream hetero romances.
Right, and I think that the, you know, a good butch and a lesbian novel has a vulnerability that you don't often see with men. Not that you can't see with men. I mean, there are plenty of very emotionally vulnerable, wonderful men. But, yeah. But they're, you know, I mean, I would love to see more trans characters. It would be great to see more trans characters in books. But even just butch lesbians, I think that butch lesbians are still lesbians at the end of the day. And there are things about them that makes them not a trans character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I absolutely do. I also would love to see butch romances.
Mm-hmm.
They are incredibly hard to find. I can only think of one, which I haven't read yet. Brenda Murphy wrote one as a part of her erotica series that she has ongoing, but otherwise, like, I just don't know of any.
Yeah, I can't think of any either. And I know plenty of, you know, I have plenty of butch friends who are in wonderful, loving relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My ex.
Yeah.
My ex, you know, is with a butch woman, and they are very happy, very loving relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's not really represented very much in lesfic.
Wait, you're an author now. Maybe you can write one.
Yeah.
I just made
when you were saying that about what book is it that you would want to be out there? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Right now, I'm working on.
Yeah, you're writing the ones that you want to see.
Yeah.
Angie, where can people find you online if they want to connect with you?
I'm on Facebook. I think my Facebook name is TexAnge. Like, if you go to Facebook.com, TexAnge. It's pretty much TexAnge across the board. On Instagram, TexAnge. On Twitter, TexAnge. And that's TexAng. And then I also have a very basic website, www.angiewilliamsbooks.com. It's there. It doesn't have a lot because I haven't, you know, taken a lot of time to do much with it.
It'll come.
It'll happen. Oh, can I mention one more thing before we go?
Of course.
So Mending Fences is going to be an audiobook.
Oh.
Yay.
All right. Do you know who's narrating it?
Yes. Paige McKinney.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her nice. A lot. Well, that's good news.
I think maybe very late summer or early fall, I think.
Okay.
But anyways, that's happening.
That is exciting news.
That's super exciting.
That is all for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Tara, and you've been listening to Les Do Books. You can email me at tara@thelesbianreview.com with your questions or comments. If you're an author who's interested in joining me on the show to talk about the lesfic you love or the trends that have you interested, please let me know. If you've enjoyed this episode, please check out the show notes where you'll find a Patreon link for Tilt or visit patreon.com/thelesbiantalkshow. Our patrons get exclusive content like bonus podcasts that no one else gets access to. To find this and many other great shows, all you need to do is search for Tilt, spelled T-L-T, on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, or Spotify.